Miss Mary Mavery said. Lieutenant Throckmorton is a brave man. He'll be fine. She was the most practical of her classmates, but her admonition didn't stop a spate of tears from falling down Penelope's cheeks. Lady Lucinda, at the renewed urging of the others, read on, this time with a bit of haste to her tenor. Suddenly she saw him, her beloved Lieutenant Throckmorton. See, I told you, Miss Mavery said. Several heads nodded. Then, to their horror, Lady Lucinda, who had been scanning the lines ahead, gasped. Oh dear! Oh no! Not a girl moved. Every pair of eyes riveted on the slim volume Lady Lucinda held. Nary a breath was drawn as she continued to read. To her horror, she spied a tattered piece of blue silk. The scarf Miss Darby gave Lieutenant Throckmorton in Miss Darby's perilous journey, as a symbol of their undying respect for each other, one of the younger girls whispered. Her beloved, her dearest betrothed, lay on the ground, his scarlet coat tattered and blood-stained. Blood, Lady Penelope repeated, then wobbled slightly before giving over to faint, toppling onto the girl next to her. Lady Lucinda spared a glance at her friend, then continued. Miss Darby leapt from the back of her horse and knelt beside him. But even as she went to touch his cheek, she knew the fates had dealt her a most heinous blow. No! Gasped Miss Thayer. Lady Lucinda nodded. I can't go on, she said, her voice quivering, tears welling up in her eyes. Oh, but you must, one of the girls begged. For us, for Miss Darby. A handkerchief was produced and passed forward. Lady Lucinda accepted it gratefully. After regaining her composure, she read the fateful line. Her beloved Lieutenant Throckmorton was dead. Handsome, dashing Lieutenant Throckmorton, dead. Could the world be so cruel? Lieutenant Throckmorton! My dearest Geoffrey, Miss Darby sobbed, holding the lifeless body of her beloved to her heaving breast. I shall bear my grief to the world in memory of you. I shall never marry. Never. For a time, none of them spoke, though heartbreaking sobs echoed through the dark chamber as they grieved with their favourite heroine for the heart-wrenching loss of her betrothed. Lady Lucinda glanced around at her schoolmates. I shall never marry. Most thought she was just repeating the line from the book, but as they saw a dangerous light glow to life in her eyes, they saw something else burning there. A revolution of sorts. If their dearest Miss Darby, the young woman whose adventures filled their dreary lives with romance and excitement, was determined never to marry, then neither would they. Lucinda held out her hand, and one by one, every girl in the room placed hers atop the other. Never marry, they repeated, like a sacred oath. Chapter 1. She held me spellbound from the first moment I spied her, for it was like a spark fell from heaven and lit my heart afire. I fear I will never be whole again without her in my life. Lieutenant Throckmorton to his batman, Thomas Rivers, in Miss Darby's Daring Dilemma. London. The season of 1817 should have begun like any other. In fact, it should have been the most engaging season in ages. Napoleon was no longer a threat. English officers and gentlemen alike were ready to celebrate, and more importantly, many were of a mind to marry. The mothers of unwed daughters throughout the land should have been in alt. Instead, they were in a panic. Their daughters were refusing to cooperate, refusing to be wed. Whoever had heard of such a notion? Not marry. Why not just declare oneself a savage and be done with the matter? Well, such foolishness wasn't to be borne. Especially not by Malvina Witherspoon, Countess of Totley, the mother of Lady Lucinda. She hadn't spent a fortune sending her darling daughter to Miss Emery's exclusive school, only to have her arrive home and announce that she would never...